If you really do want to honor Christ, whatever you do, you're going to need constant encouragement. It is not easy to let Christ be Lord of every single part of your life. And you're going to need support. You're going to need Christian brothers and sisters building you up. Now, who is that in your life? If I asked you right now, write on a card, five Christians you've made your life accountable to. Your life is an open book so that they can be involved to hold you accountable so that every part of your life honors Christ. Who are those five people? See, you can come to church every Sunday and still not even have five people that are spiritual supporters. I think I told the story once about the man who had not been to church for some time, and the preacher decided to go see him. So when he went to the house and the man opened the door and saw the preacher there, he knew exactly why he'd come. They exchanged formal greetings and invited him in. There were two big easy chairs right there in front of the fire, so they just sat down. The preacher didn't say a word. Just sat there and watched the fire for a while. After some time, he reached for the tongs and he grabbed an ember off of the logs and he put it off by its side. And it burned for a little while, but then it began to flicker down, and finally the fire went out. It turned cold and black. And after a few minutes, he picked up the tongs and he picked it back up and put it back on the fire, and almost instantly it began to blaze again. Never said a word. Finally, it was time to go, so we got up to leave and walked to the door, and the man said, "Preacher, that's one of the best sermons I ever heard. I'll be there next Sunday." You cannot honor Christ, whatever you do, without help. Now, you can go to church. You can go to church every week and not honor Christ with all your life. But I guarantee you, if you're going to honor Christ with every part of your life, there are going to be strong spiritual relationships in your life. Now, I guess the question is do you really want to honor Christ in all parts of your life? Do you want every part of your life to reflect His Lordship? It could very well be this morning, there are some parts of your life you don't want Jesus to be a part of. It could be you've got some closets in your life that you don't want Him to open the door and see. You see, folks, when we sing, "He is my all in all," we need to mean all the time. In fact, I want you to write that down. He is my all in all when I'm His all the time. That's what it means. In fact, He's not really my Lord anywhere unless He's my Lord everywhere.